Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode from York May's Hallow Scream. Hallow Scream is a fantastic event. It's all indoors at the York May's and it's our first time visiting in about 3 years. We went for the first time during ScareCon Aftershock and we haven't been able to go over the last couple of years, so we're back again this year for 2019 to check out their brand new attraction, The Singularity, and boy, it was awesome. So let's take you now to our on-location audio from Hallow Scream.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello guys and welcome to this on-location episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We have arrived at York May's for Hallow Scream. We've arrived in the big pre-batching area. What they do here is they put you, a massive group of people, into the barn. They give you a safety spiel on this bust projector. And then after that, you can do all five mazes without hearing the safety spiel time and time again. So, it's myself and Hannah. Hannah, are you excited?
I am excited. It's been a while since we've been here, so I'm dead excited to get back in and see the mazes.
Yeah, definitely. We've only been here once before. That was at a ScareCon Aftershock. So, stick around. We're going to take you into the maze and give you a few snippets. Remember, we'll be filming a scare cam here as well, like we go to every event. Go and check out our scare cam episode from Howler Scream at York Maze, youtube.com/scaretrack. Right, let's go get scared.
It's a statue. It was erected, well, to commemorate the death of my husband, Corey's father, Derek. Coincidentally, if anybody was wondering what Derek used to look like all those years ago, he's forgotten that.
Welcome, foolish mortals. On a night just like this one, a century and a half ago, more than 50 innocent lives were lost on this very spot.
Okay, so the first attraction we are doing here at York May's Hallow Scream is The Singularity. I know absolutely nothing about this, so I'm quite excited.
I think we might get split up.
We are on our quest to find the perfect symbiosis between human and
Rosie.
Proceed through
the Rosie.
Thank you for your
participation. Rosie! That's a good idea. I've never seen that before.
That's so clever and so effective.
Thank you.
So we have just come out of the Singularity, the new maze here at Hallow Scream. I do apologise if you can barely hear us. It's a very loud. The atmosphere in here is electric, isn't it, babe?
I can't even hear you.
The Singularity, blooming awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. It had such great parts to it. I don't even know how to explain it. I love the fact that they split us up, spoilers. And I loved the use of the lights to split us up, lasers. I loved the smoke room. I loved the moving barrels. It was just great.
Definitely. There were some fantastic scare tactics in there. We had, obviously, it's called the Singularity. And the first thing they do when you go in is split you up one by one. You go through, the laser lights looked really, really good when they were splitting you up. And then that scare with the sort of like the massive wrecking ball swung over your head.
Oh my God, I've never seen that done before.
No, really, really good. Really smart idea. You know it's not going to hit you, but you just think it might just hit you.
I really liked in there as well. Most of the walls are metal. And you know when an actor slams their hand against something, it gives you a scare. All the actors had like metal elements to their hands, so it created a really good sound.
Thank you. So we're getting into the queue for our next maze. But yeah, metallic sound. I like the idea of it. It's sort of like a lab system, but it was done with a different effect than most. So I love there was some animatronic like tins, the oil drums that would wobble up over you. They were really, really good. That was an absolute quality attraction. And the room that was full of smoke, you could not see your hand in front of your face.
No, I was searching for the person in front of me, and when I found him, he made me jump.
So, yeah, absolutely fantastic attraction. The Singularity, really, really enjoyable. Up there with one of my faves this season. Our next attraction we're going to is 2073. This was new the year we came for ScareCon about 2 years ago, so I'm looking to see how this has changed over time. So let's go into 2073. So the next maze we are going to do is 2073. Join us for the ride.
My name is Dr. Joseph Clement, and this machine, my machine, sent you forward in time. Into the earth! Now you must go put that. Find the cure and bring it back to me! Most of it! We thought we could play God anymore! Run!
We've gone into the future. So Hannah, we have just been through 2073. What did you think?
I really enjoyed it. I think it's better now than the last time we went through it. Last time we went through it, it had a bit of a Trump theme. And I think it's better without it. I like a good zombie maze. And I love the vehicles they have there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We're just going through to our next maze. Thank you. So, yeah, really, really good. There were so many vehicles in that that attraction, like massive oil tankers, combine harvesters, tanks. Yeah, the amount of vehicles in there was absolutely insane. Lots of fire effects, lots of smoke effects, lots of loads of stuff actually. There was loads of stuff. Really enjoyed that. The actors were working really hard as well. Probably the most claustrophobic cornfield I've ever seen. It was literally like you couldn't see barely, and there was so much smoke.
Real corn as well.
Yeah, the corn. Well, it's a cornfield.
Yeah, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah, and it was very claustrophobic in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. Really good attraction. The actors working really, really hard as well. So yeah, so far, two thumbs up here at Howl & Scream at York Maze. The next attraction we are going to do is a bar, is Corn Evil. So it's not a carnival, it's Corn Evil. So it's a very clown design maze, so let's go and get some scared by some clowns. Okay, so the next attraction we are going to do tonight is Corn. Let's go do Corn Evil. Okay, so we have just come out of
Happy birthday to you!
Someone's birthday.
I mean, I hope so.
So, we just come out of Corn Evil, which is their clown maze here at Hallow Scream. That was awesome, wasn't it, Corn Evil?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was so brilliant. We've been through that, like, in the daytime when it's not a scare attraction, it's just a fun house. But going through it as a scare attraction is so much better.
Yeah, it was really good. They made some changes compared to the last time we were here. And it's so much more intense, so much more extreme. There was a few animatronics in there, but what I liked is that they used them as a distraction for the actor to be able to get us.
Yeah, definitely.
Travel was good in there.
Loved it. Loved the floors, loved the cushiony floor, loved the strobe lights, loved the black and white walls. Brilliant.
The actors the actors are here are really on top form here at Howl & Scream. You can tell they're run by a really good team. Some quality scares in there. It's very loud in here, so I do apologise. We might do a quick wrap-up outside at the end of this episode. But next up, we're going to do a Barnageddon 3D. So join us for the ride. Okay, so we are in Barnageddon 3D. Let's go.
I got stuck.
Oh my god.
Wait for it, okay.
Are you a little bit wet there? Did you get wet with my juices?
Yeah, I drank water all over my face.
Did you enjoy it though?
Oh, I loved it.
Kinky. Hello you.
Hello you.
Stop it, you.
So, Barnageddon is now Barnageddon 3D. The last time we were here, it wasn't in 3D. Now it is. Hannah, how did you enjoy it?
I really, really liked it. The 3D reminded me of 3D I've seen elsewhere. But
Just a quality artist that is getting around.
Yeah, definitely. But really, really enjoyed it. There were some really great aspects. There was a moment where I thought I was going to get a scare on the stairs, which made me quite nervous because that's my rule. Don't scare me on the stairs. But it was a scare prior to the stairs.
But yeah, there was some great acting in there again. I keep saying it, I sound like a broken record, but every maze, the acting is quality, top form. I love the room in there where you walk over the toxic water.
Yeah.
It's simple but so effective.
And then the water in your 3D glasses looks extra UV-y.
Yeah, definitely. There's some awesome bits of curtains, which are just black curtains with the paint splattered on, but they had air cannons that would like make them just jump up. So that was good, simple scares in there.
Again, it's just really enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not going to be the most terrifying maze, but it was very, very enjoyable. Once again, we apologise, this is a very loud episode.
What?
What? Obviously, we've got a DJ here, and the tunes are buzzing.
DJ Private Parts.
DJ Private Parts. Right, we're going to go to our last maze of the night, which is Flesh Pot. So, Flesh Pot, join us on the ride. Okay, we are now in the Flesh Pot. Let's go.
We're squeezing in between the flesh flaps.
Right then, guys, so we have just come out of the Flesh Pot, which has been totally turned on its head. It felt very, very different to the last time we were here.
Yeah, that felt so different, but really enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't get as many scares, but it was very enjoyable. Again, lots of actors working real hard in there. It is your standard sort of scary, butchery, Flesh Pot kind of thing. But really, really enjoyed it. We're now going to go and watch some of the stage show. There's loads of different shows here. And we're going to wrap up the whole event when we get out, when it's that little bit quieter. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So there we go, guys. An absolutely fantastic time at Hallow Scream. We are now back at the car. We recorded as much as we can in there, but it's much more like a party atmosphere now. They have a DJ banging out the tunes, so it is very, very loud in there. We did record a scare cam, but it's more of a more montage style. So make sure you head over to youtube.com/scaretrack to check that out. But I thought whilst we're back in the car, we've got a little bit of calm. We can get our heads together. We thought we'd talk about each attraction just that little bit. First attraction was the Singularity, which was awesome. Really enjoyed that. Yeah, it was good.
Really loved it.
They split you up right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning, there was an amazing scene where it was like you were going into a decontamination unit or some kind of segregation unit. You were going into something and they had like bars coming down from the ceiling in lasers
that they were
turning on and off for you to walk through, and it was just an incredible scene, an incredible way to split the group up.
Yes, absolutely, definitely. Then we had four more attractions as well. Like I said, we did talk about them earlier, but it was very, very loud, so I hope all this audio comes out for you guys. But they were all fantastic. The biggest theme tonight is the actors
working their arses off. Yeah. They were all really, really good. There wasn't a dead person in sight. They were all really up for it and really energetic. It was a busy night tonight. Thank you to York Maze for inviting us up here and giving us our RIP tickets. We do appreciate that. But even though it was busy, the queues, we could see were moving fast.
Yeah.
They have a really good system where they are using sort of like a main queue and a fast track queue that filters into it, but they don't just stop the main queue for ages. They mix it up quite well with three little mini queues to go through. I love the idea of having the safety spiel right at the beginning in batches so you don't have to hear it again and again and again.
Yes, definitely.
You know what? Howl-O Scream, it's different to other attractions because it's all indoors in the massive big tent. It's got the atmosphere, but and they do the safety spiel at the beginning. But they've got a cocktail of ingredients that make a perfect drink here. It really is.
It's definitely, it's like you've got a central hub area where you've got your food, your drink, you've got stage shows.
I'm loving those stage shows every 15 minutes.
This year they've got a DJ, which I think really adds to it as well, and he'll take requests. We heard a shout out to our girl Mackenzie Scare Queen at one point, who was dotted around this evening. And then they've got the five mazes and some waltzes as well, which really, really, it just adds to a party atmosphere. Like, I could imagine if I was living in York that this would be the place to go before a night out.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. It's a very cool, fun, upbeat, friendly atmosphere
just
in there.
Just not in
as
heels.
Well. Just not in heels. The dancers were up on stage like, the whole night as well. And it's just little things like that. The street team were really fun. We didn't bump into them that many times because we were rushing around the mazes, but who we did see were really, really cool. So like I say, anything that we did get on camera, just a short mini montage style scare cam this time, youtube.com/scaretrack. So guys, that brings us to the end of this on location audio. I'm going to send it back to myself in the studio to let you guys know how you can get your tickets for Howl-O Scream here at York Maze.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
So there we go, guys. As you can tell from the on location audio, we had an absolutely fantastic time at York Maze Howl-O Scream. It really is a highlight here in the UK, I think. We haven't been able to go for the last few years, but I'm really, really glad we made it back up there to York Maze Howl-O Scream because the mazes were fantastic. They're not the scariest in the world, but they are very, very well themed. They smell good, they look good, they sound good, and there are loads of jump scares. What I did like about this place is that the actors were really, really on top form. Every single actor we saw, every single attraction, really, really working hard. A fantastic team, and definitely not short of actors as well. There were plenty of people there. Howl-O Scream, definitely get your tickets, guys. There's only a few days left now, but make sure you get your tickets. It's yorkmazehallowscream.co.uk. We'll put the link in show notes as well. Remember, you can watch our mini 5-minute scare cam episode over on our YouTube channel, just showing you a bit of the atmosphere around this awesome park. Go to youtube.com/scaretrack. That's youtube.com/scaretrack. And that's something that I really do need to make a point of. The atmosphere was fantastic. They had a great stage show with a different little mini show every 15 minutes. That was awesome. That worked really well because some places do shows for like 20 minutes. And I like it if it's a sit-down performance place. So you can go into a Circus Big Top or something like that. You can watch a proper show. But some shows where they just have a stage, you know, in the communal area, people go. And these, like, every 15 minutes, there was a 5-minute show. It worked really well. In between that, there was some awesome rock music and pop music, along with some sexy dancers as well. So what's not to like? Definitely get your tickets now. YorkMazeHallowScream.co.uk. Huge thank you to Howl-O Scream for having us. We really do appreciate it, and we can't wait to come again. And thank you to you guys listening to this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Remember, you can support us over on our social media pages, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search Scaretrack, add us, and we love interacting with you over on there. Remember, if you want to support the show financially, you can help us out on Patreon. Just head over to patreon.com/scaretrack. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.